My next guest is equally frustrated by a lack of services and a lack of seeing the gaps. Brett Herron is a member of the Western Cape Legislature for on behalf of the Good Party and has some thoughts with respect to the Western Cape budget 2021 called a budget for hope that was tabled yesterday by MEC David Mania. Brett, welcome back to the show. Grateful to have your voice. Your statement yesterday was pretty scathing. It doesn't seem as though you're buying into this message of hope. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Rufia. I'm well. And no, I don't buy into the message of hope. I think, the words are one thing, but lots of it's been said many times by some famous people that if you want to see a government's priorities, look at their budget. So All of the words yesterday were about hope, that we're not knocked down, but we're not knocked out as a province. But in the budget itself, the adjustment budget, which is the main thing that was tabled yesterday, what you see is just surrendering of funds that are unspent. And that kind of money would have made a major impact in turning around joblessness, hunger, and traumatization that many communities are experiencing. So it's all very well speaking hope, but when you leave out the details in your speech, and some of us do read those details, I'm very frustrated that we have a government that gets away with a message of hope and it gets away with saying we're going to spend more on this and spend more on that, when I think it's all of our obligation to read the details and see that this is not the truth.
It certainly is. Okay, so we got a bit of headlining around the three North Stars, jobs, safety and well-being, which are kind of the sexy things to talk about these days, right? And we were told that the Western Cape Recovery Plan would create jobs, improve safety and dignity and well-being in the Western Cape. Why is that not true?
Well, I mean, first of all, the job creation is largely dependent on a massive infrastructure program, as it is at a national level. And we know that infrastructure, both maintenance and the construction of new infrastructure, is a big job creator, because the construction sector is a force multiplier, to use a cliche term. But it is a big player in creating jobs in a semi-skilled and low-skilled environment. So we have had a jobs bloodbath in the last quarter, where 600,000 people lost jobs. In the infrastructure program, what we're seeing in this budget is that in this financial year, which ends in March 2022, the provincial government has surrendered 650 million rand from planned infrastructure projects. That means that there are businesses, small and large, that didn't get contracts, and there are thousands of jobs on those construction sites which just don't materialize. So you can have your three North Stars and all of this, these lovely sounding jargon. But the point is, you have to invest in the infrastructure to create the jobs.
Yeah.
In the well-being space, when I was campaigning around the Western, around the city of Cape Town, I saw hunger at a level that I've never seen before. Where someone, I saw someone who told me he slaughters cats and dogs to eat.
Yeah.
Now, if you're investing in well-being, there should be nobody in our province who needs to slaughter cats and dogs to eat. And if you're surrendering money from one department back to the provincial reserve fund, put some money into social development to make sure that feeding schemes and nutrition programs are at least supporting those who've lost their jobs and lost a source of income.
We're also very well aware of the pervasiveness of homelessness and houselessness that has followed that unemployment, which could be getting a little bit more support than, I think, is it 37 million rand that's contributed from the city of Cape Town?
I mean, the homelessness issue is something that we've been talking about a lot, that worries many South Africans and many Cape Townians and Western Cape residents. Many of us who have homes are worried about the increasing number of homeless people. Yes. And actually, homelessness is not a local government function. It is a provincial social development function. And there's no extra provision to address homelessness at all in the budget. The only money that the Western Cape Social Development Department is getting in terms of increased budget is to pay for staff salaries.
Okay. And let's talk a little bit about safety as well. So the Law Enforcement Advancement Plan, there seems to be some surrendering of money there as well.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a fan of this Law Enforcement Advancement Plan Because, you know, it invests a lot of money in what they call boots on the ground. The boots on the ground are learner law enforcement officers who go through 6 weeks worth of training, and they put into the most dangerous parts of our city. And I think that if we're going to turn crime around, we have to address the conditions that create opportunities for crime and make crime and gangsterism attractive to young people. That's where the money should be going, not in an illusion of crime fighting through a thousand learner law enforcement officers on the ground. But if that is your plan, and it is this government's plan, and they were elected, and so that's their plan, and they've promised this plan is the biggest, boldest, most expensive crime fighting plan in South Africa's history. But every financial year since it was introduced, they surrender money that was meant to be put into this plan. Right. So in this budget, they're surrendering 185 million rand from the learner, from the law enforcement advancement plan. So how committed are you to this plan? Disregarding that I don't think it's going to work. Yeah. If you're surrendering these kinds of money, these kinds of funding, when communities are actually ravaged by gangsterism day and night.
Brett, final question from me. We are out of time, but you know, beyond this conversation, for example, how do we hold the legislature accountable? And is it absolutely too late? Is this money completely gone, or is there a way to turn this around?
Well, I mean, the adjustment budget will be debated now in Parliament over the next week, and each department will have its vote approved or not. It will be approved because the DA has the majority in the legislature. But it's up to us. I mean, you know, it's our job as members of the legislature to read these documents and to find where the inconsistencies are. And it's up to the public to start voicing their wishes and their objectives, how they would like to see this province being governed. And we mustn't just accept the headlines, which is it's a budget of hope, because it's a budget of no hope if you actually read the detail.
100%. 650 million rand in terms of no contract is massive. I'm most disappointed by that. Really grateful for your bringing this to our attention. I'm always grateful to hear from you, Brett, member of the Western Cape Legislature, on behalf of the Good Party, Brett Heron.